Hey guys, it's your pretty and pink gal, Texan Blonde, answering questions that were asked for my backstage AMA. Before I get started, I just want to say how much I appreciate everybody listening to my audio, supporting me, taking the time to ask questions, and taking the time to click this audio and hopefully listen to the whole thing. Sorry I'm a bit quiet. I'm just pretty exhausted. It's been a long day. It's actually been a long week. It's Friday night. I'm probably going to pass out as soon as I'm done recording this. And people are still up in my house. And sorry if you hear the occasional fireworks in the background. You know, 4th of July is coming up pretty soon. So people are definitely popping them. So Gandeep asks, so is it true that everything is bigger in Texas? Does that also apply to sexiness? Also, do you feel sexiest in just a 10-gallon hat? Yes, a lot of things are bigger in Texas, actually. I mean, the trucks are huge. The food portions are humongous. There's one restaurant in San Antonio that does a 3-pound cinnamon roll. There's another place in San Antonio that has a pizza that's taller than I am, and I'm 5'2". So, yeah. And people are bigger too because the portions are bigger. attitudes are bigger, I guess. You know, yeah, lots of things are bigger in Texas. Does that also apply to sexiness? I guess so. I don't know. It really depends on where you're at because there's still a big conservative amount of people, I guess. Now, do I feel sexiest in just a 10-gallon hat? I'm going to go with no. When those are huge. Two, I don't, with my short hair, I don't like the way it looks as much. I do have two cowboy hats though. I have my black felt hat and I have a straw cowboy hat, because you wear them at different times of the year. I mean, I do like my hats, don't get me wrong. I used to wear them a lot more often, but they look a lot prettier with my longer hair. So thank you, Conti, for asking questions. Gate of Ivory asked, what's the best thing about being Texan? The experience, I guess. I mean, where you're from makes you who you are, and I definitely like who I am, so I can be thankful about that. As far as the best thing, being so stubborn, I guess, it helps sometimes. And strong-headed, I guess. Yeah, I'll go with that. Have you ever tried to seduce anyone and were you successful? I don't feel like I've ever intentionally tried to seduce someone. However, I have been told that I am very naturally flirty, and even though I don't try to be and I don't realize it, like, I wear a necklace that hangs just above, I guess my chest, you know, like where my boobs start to come together when I don't know if that makes sense, I guess. It hangs just right there, and I find myself playing with it a lot, which then brings people's attention to my chest. Which, I mean, I am well endowed. And then I'm just very nice and smiley all the time with everyone. I do joke with people a lot, and so I guess that can be seen as flirting. I have been told by an ex that I seduced them, but it was never my intention. And I didn't think I was flirting with them at all, but apparently they thought I was completely flirting with them. Have I ever been seduced, successful or otherwise? I guess so. I have always been naturally submissive. So it's hard for me to say no, and I'm also very open and like lots of different people. I don't know, things move very fast, I guess. I feel like I was kind of seduced, even though I didn't necessarily realize it until after it already happened. So basically it was in middle school, in 6th or 7th grade, I don't remember, and there's this guy who was a year ahead of me, and he was on the football team, and you know, all the girls liked him and everything, but since he lived on my street, I knew him, and I didn't realize it, but like we started sitting on the bus more and more. Like, it sounds so stupid probably, but this is the only time I feel like I was actually seduced. And then he started, like, walking me home, and then started, like, finding reasons to hold my hand. And then one day he literally just, like, made out with me. I was ecstatic. I mean, I was fine with it, but, then I was like, whoa, what just happened? Like, it took me a second to just warp my head around the fact that, all of that had happened so quickly. It happened in, like, a matter of a week, and a school week, that's, like, 5 days, okay? That's a lot for little old me, but, yeah, so I guess so. Also, I just, like I said, I have a hard time saying no, especially if I find someone attractive. But I have self-control, and I obviously worry about my safety, so I am very cautious. Do I enjoy breakfast in bed, and what would you want brought to you? Yes, I love breakfast in bed. Most of the time I'm up pretty early, and so I will go get breakfast to actually bring it, because, my laptop battery is dead, so my laptop is plugged in all the time, and so my laptop lives on my bed, basically. I mean, I fall asleep watching shows on it and everything. I have a TV, I just hardly use it. So I'm on my laptop, like, all the time for the most part. And so because of that, and I like to watch stuff while I eat, I guess. So yeah, I'll go get breakfast and actually bring it to bed. Now, what would I actually want brought to me? Oh gosh. A lot of things. I love cinnamon rolls. I love omelets with spinach in them. Scrambled eggs. I like pancakes. I like sliced banana. Croissants, you know, grapes and cheese, orange juice. I like milk. I like Fruit Loops. I like cereal. You know what I mean? I'm pretty happy with anything. Have I ever done it with my boots on? Yes. I feel like, I don't know how people haven't, I guess, if you live in Texas, if you own a pair of boots, at some point I feel like it's bound to happen. But yes, I have done it with my boots on. I have done it in the back of a truck as well. What's an accomplishment here at GWA that you are proud of? I guess getting the confidence and support from people in order to make my own subreddit. That's the most recent thing. Also, just, I have a few audios that have done crazy good, in my opinion, from me. And, I really, it makes me ecstatic, and I love it, and I love all the feedback from everyone, and how much everyone enjoys my audios. Does anyone know that you are involved in posting things online? Absolutely not. Just other fellow posters. So yeah, so thank you so much for asking those questions. Hope you liked my answers. I guess I feel like I should stop saying that for everyone, because y'all know that, but still, that's a habit. Utility Geek asked, if you had to choose a new permanent hair color, what would it be? Okay, and it's so funny, because then we went back and forth, because I was like, that's hard to decide. And then you said brunette, I said too much pressure, and you said redhead, and no, I can't. All I've ever been is blonde, and I want to look up that Elle Woods quote in Legally Blonde, where she says something about how hard it is to be a blonde, because a lot of people don't have high expectations for you. But then Emmett, who is like one of the law guys that she's working with, says to use that to your advantage, because you can exceed people's expectations and surprise them. So I would definitely be blonde, probably bleach blonde. I don't know why, but I like to be tan, and I love bleach blonde hair. Now, I've never dyed my hair before, ever. I've never even gotten highlights. So yeah, all I've ever been is a natural blonde, and because of that, like, my hair does fluctuate throughout the year. If I'm more out in the sun and I put, like, lemon juice in my hair, I also use a lemon-based shampoo and conditioner for the most part. So it definitely helps lighten your hair color when it's exposed to the sunlight. So it gets lighter in the summer, and then in the fall and winter it tends to get darker because I'm not out as much because it's cold. If you had to live somewhere else, where would you go? Honestly, due to my home situation, I've been thinking about trying to do more research into moving to California. Just because I like the heat. I like the coast. I want to live close to a beach. And be in a more open-minded place, I guess. I don't feel like where I am, the people are very open-minded, which can be very frustrating a lot of the time, also including family, and that's a long story. But anyways, yeah, definitely California. I hate to be like stereotypical, but kind of LA area. Where's the farthest you've been from home? The farthest I've been from home is Fort Worth, Texas. I've never left Texas before, actually. I've never been outside of Texas. But the farthest I've been from my house is Fort Worth, which was because of a trip thing in high school, and we got to spend 2 nights up there. And that's about 5 hours away from my house. It's a 5-hour drive. So yeah, so only 5 hours away. Is there anything sexual you've never done but would like to try in real life? Lots of things, probably. I haven't done wax play or like fire play or electricity play, I guess. I'm trying to think. That's pretty much it. Pretty much it, I guess. Yeah, I'm gonna go with those things. So yeah, so those are my answers to that, and that was from Utility Geek. And then by Fun69 asked, what's your favorite thing about yourself? Oh, such a hard question, and I feel like it makes me sound conceited or narcissistic. If I had to go for like a physical trait, probably my eyes. I have blue eyes, and honestly, I get complimented on them on almost a daily basis. I believe in eye contact a lot. It's just a natural thing for me. I do not shy away from it at all, and so I tend to catch people's gaze a lot as well, because I'm not one to like look down all the time. I'm usually looking up, looking around at my surroundings. I tend to catch people's attention, and I get complimented on them, like I said, on literally almost a daily basis when I go out in public. So yeah, and then I guess for like a personality trait, I like my sense of humor. I laugh at literally almost everything. I used to be in a very dark place, and so I kind of changed that, and I've been very happy and light all the time, I guess, if that makes sense. And I laugh. It's so easy to make me laugh, and I love laughing. I just love being happy. And it's funny because I, like, something may not be funny to someone else, like the people who I'm around, but I find it hilarious. And because I get such a kick out of it and I can't stop laughing, it then in turn makes them laugh. And I love that. I love doing that. So yeah. And then about my happiness. So you can travel anywhere in the world. Money is no object. Where are you going and why? I definitely want to go to California. If I can go anywhere, I want to go everywhere. I want to go to Japan, China. I want to go to Australia. I really want to see a kangaroo and a koala. I want to explore ruins in Rome. And I want to go see, what's Machu Picchu, right? In Peru. My uncle's actually been to Peru a few times. It's beautiful there, and I want to go to everywhere. I want to go to South America. I want to go to the coast. I want to go to Hawaii for a maybe for like a day. I would go somewhere, visit really cold, like I think it's Iceland, you know, and they have those, like, it's, even though it's freezing cold there, they have those giant, my mind is drawing a blank, but those pools where the water is actually really warm and people can go inside them. So yeah, I want to go everywhere. I want to travel, but obviously can't. Fuck, marry, kill Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Felipe. I don't know who that is. I'm not good with names. Oh, he's kind of cute. Oh, he's married to Ralston. Oh, he's married to Reese Witherspoon. I did not. What movies has he been in? I don't recognize his movies. Fuck, marry, kill. I think I would marry Ryan Reynolds because he's so funny. And I could just spend the rest of my life with him. I think I would fuck Ryan Gosling, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I hope this doesn't offend anyone. I don't understand the obsession with him. But it's just, so yeah, I guess I'd fuck him so I could be like, haha, I fucked Ryan Gosling. And you didn't, to the people I know. And then I guess I would kill Ryan Felipe, and I'm sorry, but I just, like, I didn't know of him, so I wouldn't feel that bad, I guess. Yeah, sorry. But yeah, what's your last meal, and why are you on death row? My last meal? Oh, that's so hard. It would either be my favorite chicken dumplings, or it would be my favorite takeout from this Chinese restaurant that I go to. And I get their vegetable egg rolls, their wonton soup, and lemon chicken, and fried rice. Probably that, just because that's an actual big meal. Why am I on death row? I don't know. I probably killed someone. Over what? I don't know, but I feel like I wouldn't kill someone unless I had a good reason to. Maybe they did something to me, or to, like, my dogs, or family, or something. Who knows? Yeah. A mystery wrapped asked... Oh, you're from California. That's cool. See, I want to go to California. Houston, Dallas, or Austin? Houston. I mean, that's where I'm from. Not, like, the inner city. I live outside of Houston. I live, like, an hour and a half outside of Houston, but I've been in the city enough that I definitely live in Houston. Do I like the local barbecue? Yes, definitely. I actually have grandparents who compete in barbecue competitions, so if I said no, I would definitely be chased out of town. What's my favorite place to eat? Probably Texas Roadhouse. I know you said don't give the name, but there are places. It's a franchise, and so there's different locations. I'm not worried. Why? They have homemade yeast rolls with cinnamon butter, and it's amazing. Their steak is also really good. And the people there are great, and the waitresses and waiters take turns in between their shift, like, to dance to country music, and it's such a chill and laid back place. Would you be surprised to find out the cities in Central California get hotter in Austin? No, not at all. I have friends who live in California, and so I do know about that, and it's totally fine with me. I love the heat. I'm outside, like, all the time. If you had to stay in one sex position for a month, what would it be? Oh my god, that's so... Probably doggy style. I don't think I could ever get tired of that. Anyways, what is the sexiest Texan outfit you've ever dressed in? Like, Texan outfit. Gosh. I'm trying to think. I used to have this denim dress that was kind of short and strapless. And yeah, let's go with that. I guess that's my sexiest Texan outfit. And I was gonna do research for this. I'm so sorry that you said you want to take a trip to Austin. What would I recommend? I don't know. Like I said, I'd only been to Austin one time, and it was for like a day, and so I don't know. But people definitely talk about walking down the music area, and you know, it's very culturally open and everything. So I mean, yeah, go there, totally, but the lovely Penny asked, what's the worst date you've ever been on? The worst date I've ever been on. Oh, my lord. So, this is gonna sound so bad, but this was a few years ago, and, this is kind of complicated. So, I was dating a girl at the time, and, we had gotten into an argument the night before my birthday, because my birthday, I was in high school as well, and I'm not open to my parents, and, we were supposed to go to the mall, and she was supposed to spend the night at my house. Well, we had gotten into an argument the night before over the stupidest thing, and she had gotten so upset that she ended up telling her parents, and the next day, when she came to my house to take me to the mall, she said that she couldn't spend the night because she had told her parents. Her parents did not accept her, so there were emotional issues with that part. But then she also said that she had literally thought about breaking up with me on my birthday. And told me that on my birthday. So that was pretty harsh. That was probably the worst day I've ever been on in my life. And it sucked. Because we still went to the mall together. And it was just so awkward. And because I was very upset. And she was upset. And yeah. Other than that, my dates have not been that bad with guys at all. And that's the only girl I've dated and the only girl who I'll ever date. I'm sorry, but there was so much drama in that relationship. I don't think I could do it again. Plus, my opinion. I feel like, from my perspective, now I totally support you, love who you love, and fuck who you fuck. But guys have a lot more to offer. If you had to pick an accent aside from the one you currently have, which would you pick? Oh my gosh, I don't know. I like my accent. It makes me. Maybe a Valley girl, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so this is so funny. You asked, who do you think is hotter, Colin Farrell or James McAvoy? And I love James McAvoy. I love his accent. Oh my god. But literally, Colin Farrell is also extremely attractive, especially in like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's so funny though. And I was on the phone with someone, or like on call I guess with the poster, when I read that you had asked this question, and I busted out laughing, and they were like, what's so funny? And every time I think of Colin Farrell, the first image that comes to my mind is him in Horrible Bosses as the like balding, gross, rude, arrogant prick boss that he was. And that's always how I picture him at first. So, I'm gonna go with, I don't know, it's a tie. It's a tie. You said there's no wrong answer, so it's a tie, because Colin Farrell and Fantastic Beasts and most of his other stuff is, he's really attractive. And so is James McAvoy. Like I said, I love his accent so much. Ugh, yeah. In the Gutter Again, Zero asked, do all your exes live in Texas? Because I've never left Texas. Yes, they do. Although I guess I could have a long distance relationship, but I don't, or have not. So, yes, all my exes do live in Texas, but I do not hang my hat in Tennessee. Tough Exterior, the actual Tex herself, last but not least, asks, what brought you to GWA? So I used to listen to audio porn via LitErotica.com. They have a sector that's called, I think it's called Text with Audio, or something like that. Where people would post recordings, and there are a few GWA posters who actually post on there as well, or have previously posted on there. That's the only site that I knew of. I had never been on Reddit before, actually. Legitimately had never been on Reddit before. And so, one night, I don't feel like people there posted enough, and there wasn't a lot of, like, tagging was annoying, trying to find stuff that you wanted to listen to, and it just got to be frustrating. And so one night I was horny, and I literally just looked up audio porn, and GWA popped up, and then I saw how open the community was and posting, and how easy it would be to do it. And so the night I found GWA on Reddit, I literally made my Reddit account and did my verification audio. So yeah, that's what brought me to it. Also, I do have a slight exhibitionism streak, and I like knowing why people are listening to me, I guess, if that makes sense. So I thoroughly enjoy it through and through. That means thoroughly, but you get my point. If you were a mythological creature, what would you be? Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I feel like I'd be a nymph. Is that a wrong answer? Yeah. Yep. That's what I want to be. A nymph. Or a dragon. Or a mermaid. But I feel like actual mermaids, like, back then were really ugly. They're not, you know, like, the pretty mermaids that we think of today. So, yeah. Let's go with a nymph. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Mexican food? Ooh, that would probably have to be a chimichanga. I guess, which is like chicken fajita meat wrapped in tortillas and then deep fried, and it's amazing and delicious. But then I also love sopapillas and obviously regular fajitas. So yeah, so those are my favorite Mexican foods. But yeah, so I just went over 25 minutes. Once again, I really appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to all of this. I appreciate you for asking questions. I hope you enjoyed all my answers. Feel free to start a discussion in the comments about my answers if you want to say anything about them. But yeah, once again, truly appreciate all of y'all so much.